With Steve Scher, I'm Marcy Silman, and you're with The Record on KUOW. The state Supreme Court ruling that the state should fully fund public education and that the legislature is violating the state constitution by not doing so is called the McCleary case. What is the next McCleary case? The legislature was supposed to get up to snuff, fully fund basic ed by 2018. That means significant funding increases each year. The budget that was passed this session fell massively short of that goal. The $58 million the legislature allocated is a fifth, one-fifth of the $300 million they were supposed to put aside. So now all eyes are on Washington State Supreme Court members to see if and how the court will hold legislators accountable. Nick Brossett is the superintendent of the Edmonds School District. He's president of the Network for Excellence in Washington Schools, or NEWS, and that organization brought the McCleary case against the state in 2012. Nick Brossett, welcome to The Record.
Well, good afternoon.
What's your response to the legislature's inaction?
You know, it just was woefully inadequate. Again, they've been ordered by the court to comply with their own testimony in the trial, and at least now for 2 years have just failed to abide by that order. So it's really disappointing, and it's not just violating a constitutional mandate and violating a court order. It's violating the educational needs of about a million students statewide.
Well, the lawmakers did appropriate $58 million for K-12. Isn't that better than nothing?
Well, you know, certainly schools will welcome any additional revenue, but take, for example, the district that I'm in. We've cut and received somewhere in the range of $40 to $50 million out of the general fund since 2009, about the time this case was being heard. And we've only had about a $10 or $11 million recovery of that amount. We're not even back to ground level when we sued the state. And that was when the state was ruled unconstitutional in terms of its level of funding. So there's so much distance, and they just, the lawmakers just try to make such, I don't know if it's rhetoric or just so many gains about the investments that they make as this great, magnanimous, you know, funding of education, but it is so far from what it needs to be. It's just pitiful.
This morning, we spoke with Republican State Senator Michael Baumgartner from Spokane. He's vice chair of the Senate Ways and Means Committee, and he's been very outspoken about the Supreme Court ruling the McCleary decision. Here's part of what he had to say.
The Supreme Court's threats are infringing upon the balance of power in our state, and it's not for the Supreme Court to write budgets. That's not their job in the state constitution. So I do think they're out of their lane. And if they want to write budgets, then they can run for the Senate and join me on the Ways and Means Committee if that's where people want to send them.
So Nick Brossett, given that kind of sentiment from, I guess, opponents of the McCleary decision, what can the court do to enforce a mandate and respect the separation of power?
You know, the legislature is responsible for writing the budget, but the Supreme Court's responsible for determining the constitutionality of laws. And with all respect to the lawmaker that you just shared, I mean, he may need to go back to a high school civics class and understand the different separation of powers and what the roles are of the court. But it's pretty clear that the court can take sanctions against the legislature for not following the Constitution and not abiding by a court order.
Go ahead.
Well, people look at the Supreme Court, or in his case, like it's just a suggestion or an opinion. This is a court order. How many times has the state of Washington prevailed in a legal matter and expected the party to comply and using the force of law? Now we have lawmakers who aren't following court orders and the laws that they're expected to uphold, including the Constitution.
Now, Nick, you mentioned court orders, and you also said that word sanction. There have been three court orders so far. How do we know the court's going to do more than issue another order this time around?
When you look at the January order, it's very carefully worded, and it's our belief that the Supreme Court was essentially establishing a legal threshold by warning the state for not complying that they do face sanctions. And the next official step would be for the Supreme Court to hold the legislature in contempt and then to decide, you know, what sanctions could follow. And we actually, in one of our filings to the court, I think it was the September filing to the Supreme Court, outline what other states have done, where this has happened in other states, where courts have actually taken sanctions against lawmakers for not complying with a court order. So it's a very real consequence. And if lawmakers were able to scramble and pull it together for Boeing in a few days, it just amazes so many of us statewide as to why they can't come together quickly, call a special session this summer and put it together for K-12 the way that they were supposed to years ago.
Nick, is there anything that your organization needs to do to get that in action, or is this something that's specifically up to the Supreme Court now, State Supreme Court?
It really rests with the Supreme Court. They made the unprecedented step of retaining jurisdiction in this case, and they've been really good about monitoring what's going on. The state files its report, and we file our report. So the court is definitely paying attention. You can tell from their orders that they're growing increasingly impatient with the lack of legislative response. They've drawn it right up to the point now where they officially could hold the state in contempt and start to take sanctions. I don't know what the court will do. We're hopeful that they'll create enough pressure and enough heat that the lawmakers will understand they actually have to move and have to move faster and more significantly than they have been.
Nick Brossett is superintendent of the Edmonds School District, and he's president of NEWS, the Network for Excellence in Washington Schools. Nick, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And we, as we've heard, the state legislature was supposed to make a significant move towards fully funding basic K-12 education as mandated by the McCleary decision of the Washington State Supreme Court. The ball is in the court's hands right now. With Steve Scherr, I'm Marcy Silman, and you're with The Record on KUOW.